welcome, welcome to the Organ Loft to enjoy that special time of organ music entitled Through the Hymn Book. We're so glad that you have joined us for this edition because it's going to be very, very different title. In this edition of Through the Hymn Book, Bert will be going through various hymn books and looking for songs in which the titles are the names of places. Now, isn't that a unique idea? And maybe as Bert is playing, you will want to be thinking in your mind, see if you can think of some of the songs that he will be playing, and the titles will all be the names of places. Get out a paper and pen.
And here's a great anthem that refers to the spacious firmament on high. Anthem by Haydn. Forget to look often into the spacious firmament on high, and let the sun and the moon and the stars all declare the glory of God. A favorite gospel song, and it refers to a place at Calvary. At Calvary. Thank you. I'm thinking of Calvary. Here's another hymn that speaks of Calvary. There is a green hill far away without a city wall. This time going through the hymn book looking for hymns or gospel songs which refer to a place. Now, after I've played a few of these songs, pretty soon we will be able to categorize the places quite well. But there are lots of places mentioned in gospel songs and hymns of the church. Some of them that are woven together very, very well. I want to thank my sister Carol Joanne Jones for compiling these beautiful songs that refer to places, and this is her suggestion that I should have this edition of Through the Hymn Book. Thank you, Carol. And here's a great missionary hymn that speaks of a place, several places, from Greenland's icy mountains to India's coral strands. My, that speaks of many places. And the message of the song is that no matter where the place, we are to carry the good news of the gospel to these places. Some of the sound of distant places, all right, and this great missionary hymn of the church. And here's a place mentioned in the hymn book. It's called Beulah Land. And somebody says, well, what does Beulah Land refer to? Why, Beulah Land refers to heaven. It was another name for heaven. Many, many hymns and gospel songs which refer to the place called heaven. Here's a beautiful one called The Pearly White City that John saw coming down. That's what the song says in the words. Oh, I saw the pearly white city. Oh, that white city that John saw coming down. And I shall dedicate this song about heaven, referring to a place called heaven, to a dear great aunt of mine, now gone on to be with the Lord, but whenever she would come to visit, Aunt Lida Diffenbacher would always ask me to play for her and the members of the Hild family, The Pearly White City. white city, pearly white city, of a mansion, a harp and a crown. Oh, I'm waiting and watching for that pearly white city that John saw coming down. Of course, you see, to understand most of these hymns and gospel songs referring to places and to catch the imagery of these hymns, you have to be familiar with your Bible, too. What's that pearly white city that John saw coming down? Well, just read in Revelation and you'll know all about it. And read in John 14 and you'll know all about this city. And you'll know why Ira Stanfield wrote about a mansion over the hilltop, remembering that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. And he spoke, translated in the King James, of that mansion that he has gone to prepare. And so Ira Stanfield wrote the lovely Southern gospel song that people enjoy so very, very much, and I play it for you now. It's the song that says, Mansion Over the Hilltop. And since it's a Southern song, be nice to hear it on a Southern instrument. How about the accordion? I think the first time I ever heard Mansion Over the Hilltop, it was by a group of singers who sang lots of Southern gospel music, and they used an accordion.
Just pausing to let you know that you are enjoying a special program we call Through the Hymn Book. And this is such an interesting category this time, as Bert has been playing hymns and gospel songs that are places. I hope you've been trying to think of some, and maybe he's played some that you've already thought of. Let me mention that it would be a joy to hear from you and to know that Through the Hymn Book is a blessing. When you're writing, the address is Post Office Box 575, Erie, Pennsylvania, zip code 16512, or you can use an email address, which is organhymns@aol.com. It would just be great to know where you are as you are enjoying Through the Hymn Book.
Hymn books have a patriotic section, and that means that as we're looking for songs of places, in most hymnals we will find certainly a song that is called America, or My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty. Same section of the hymn book, we usually find another song that refers to a place that's called America the Beautiful. Thank you. It's been a joy to play these songs that refer to places. And you can be sure, sometime again we will return to going through the hymn book, looking for songs that speak of places. Until then, keep the song coming out of your heart, because Jesus has placed it there. Bye. You keep singing.